Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, and that is mainly what we'll be doing here. But that may change over time. Now let's get into what we'll be reading today. If you happen to have the book we are reading, feel free to go grab it and read along.
Okay, are we ready to read yet? Okay, enough with the binoculars. It's time to read.
It's not cloudy.
Okay. Come on. Are you ready to listen? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to put those down to the side? Are you going to hold on to them? Wait. Okay. Do you want to sit like that or do you want to sit how we normally sit? You didn't answer.
Now I go sit like it.
Okay. Let me know if you want to change positions, okay? Alright. This book is Alex's Good Fortune by Benson Shum.
What's his name?
I don't know. We got to read and find out. That's not a page to read. It says the same thing as the front.
Oh.
When Alex wakes up and remembers what day it is, she puts on her red shirt and red headband.
I have a headband.
You do have a couple. Happy Chinese New Year, she says. Can I invite Ethan over for the holiday? Of course, Mom replies. Once Ethan arrives, they join the Chinese New Year parade. So his name is Ethan.
His name is Ethan.
Yes. Ethan helps lift the dragon. Alex carries the staff to lead the way. Together, they make the dragon dance. Just like that. In the streets.
He's bigger.
Yes. The sounds of drums.
And she's bigger.
Cymbals and firecrackers fill the air. Yeah, those look like bigger kids. Ethan waves the dragon up and down. Alex holds the staff. What does it all mean? Asks Ethan. The dragon dance brings good luck to everyone, says Alex. After the parade, friends and family gather at Alex's house. Everyone exchanges wishes for a healthy and happy year. Auntie Lynn hands Alex and Ethan red envelopes for luck. I don't know how to say this. Gong Ji Fas K? I don't know. Says Auntie Lynn. It's another language. I don't know. I don't know how to speak this language. Okay. Zing Zang Shi Ching? Says Alex. I'm sure that's wrong. There's money inside! Money!
Oh my goodness.
Money!
Stop it.
Money! Okay.
It's hurting my ear.
I'm sorry. Uncle Ty paints red banners for the front door. Alex and Ethan help paint. Stroke and sweep.
How are they stroking sweep?
You know how you paint? And when you make strokes, that's stroke and sweep. Stroke and sweep.
That's like an X.
Yes, kinda. Stroke they hang them up to wish everyone peace all year round. Chinese New Year also brings Alex's least favorite tradition. Before the start of the New Year, Alex had to clean her room to wash away bad luck. After that, she swept the floor. Ethan had offered to help and wipe the table for his friend. Ethan's going to help her. Nene makes dumplings in the kitchen. Alex and Ethan help wrap them. Fold and pinch. Alex likes them fried. Ethan likes them steamed. I like them fried too.
I like
Have you had some?
We'll try some. Chinese New Year. Are you Chinese New Year dishes have many meanings. Fish for prosperity, noodles for long life, dumplings for wealth, chicken for family, and lots of candies for good fortune. Peanuts.
Where's candy?
On this plate over here. It says peanuts, dried longans, dried apricots, lucky candy, candy lotus root, candy ginger, dried pineapple, and sunflower seeds.
Where are the sunflower seeds?
In the middle.
Can you see?
They're in the middle right there.
Now I see it. Wait, no.
Finally, everything is ready. Alex serves the tea. Ethan carries in the rice. It's time for the most delicious tradition. Let's see what's so delicious. The grand banquet. Everyone gathers to share dumplings, noodles, and many other dishes. You see Alex? She's eating her dumplings. That's not Alex. The chair next to the baby. That's the baby.
Mm-hmm. But what's the baby doing?
Reaching for Alex.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe he likes Alex, but I think he
does. He might. Maybe that could be his sister. We don't know. They didn't tell us. Alex's favorite tradition is the Lantern Festival, which falls on the 15th day of the celebration. To mark the end of Chinese New Year, friends and families go to the park to enjoy it. Alex and Ethan grab their lanterns and hang them on the tallest tree. The lanterns shine like stars in the sky. Lanterns. Do you remember the big lights we go see at the zoo?
What big lights?
I have to show you a video on my phone.
Let me see.
I'll show you when we finish with the book. We go see big lights at the zoo every year, and it's called the Asian Lantern Festival. That's what they hung up in the tree, lanterns.
So let me see that.
I'll show you when we finish reading.
I want to say it.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing the holiday with me, Alex. Ethan says, I'm glad we got to celebrate together, Alex replies. Happy Chinese New Year! They shout. I do not know how to say this.
What?
Xing Ning Kaoli? I don't know. We'll have to look up how to say these things.
Xing Ning Kaoli. Cool.
We'll look it up tomorrow how to actually
What's
say
this card?
So this is, these are different years. So this is the year of the rat, year of the ox, year of the tiger, year of the rabbit, year of the dragon, year of the snake, year of the horse, year of the sheep, year of the monkey, year of the rooster, year of the dog, and year of the pig.
And what about the horse and the bunny?
I said the horse and the bunny. Do you want me to read this page? We'll read this page. Chinese New Year is a time for family and friends to celebrate with music, dancing, cooking, and lots of eating. Food is a big part of the Chinese New Year festivities. There are many dishes to prepare and lots of goodies to eat during the celebration. The color red is seen throughout the New Year, from banners and lucky envelopes to clothing and headbands. Red symbolizes good luck. There is also the story of the Chinese zodiac. The zodiac calendar is a 12-year cycle and each year is represented by an animal. Legend says that long ago, Dragon. The Jade Emperor, on his birthday, decided to select 12 animals to guard the heavenly gates. There was to be a great race across a fast-flowing river. The first 12 animals to cross would win. Rat arrived first, then ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and finally, pig. These 12 became the animals on the Chinese zodiac calendar. Each animal has its own unique personality. It is believed that if you are born in the year of the rat, for example, you will have the rat's character traits, which are quick-witted, intelligent, natural-born leader. Oh, that's it. The end. pronounce these, but this is wishing you wealth and prosperity. Oh, it has the pronunciation back here. Gong Zi Fa Set. Why you look at me like that? May all your wishes come true. Sin Siang Shi Cheng. Wishing you good health.
You made me laugh.
Shen Ti Zhang Kang. May you have abundance every year. Nian Nian Yo Yu. I think I got that one.
And the last one.
Happy New Year. Shen Nian Kuei Lu.
Again?
No, that's the end for tonight.
It's time to celebrate Chinese New Year. Join Alex as she gets ready for the holiday and shares her family's traditions with her best friend, Ethan.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.